The lava is flowing and smoke and ash are spewing during this latest eruption of the Kilauea volcano in Hawaii, leading to a new warning for residents. Hawaii County Civil Defense Administrator Talmadge Magno says when lava hits the water, it creates a chemical reaction, releasing a toxic gas.
Activity continues at a high rate. A lot of lava out there. Still asking the folks to, you know, be cautious, be prepared as lava, you know, can move around. We've still got high gas continent. So, you know, warning the people that are downrange of the vents to take necessary precautions.
That gas is called Lays and is made of dense white clouds of steam, toxic gas, and tiny shards of volcanic glass. It contains hydrochloric acid, which is about as corrosive as diluted battery acid and can irritate the skin and eyes and cause breathing problems. Magno says due to the remoteness and volcanic activity, getting the word to everyone has been difficult.
So, you know, we still have a lot of officers, National Guard, county staff on the ground, so, you know, we'll utilize them to get the message out.
And while Kilauea has been active for the last couple of weeks, generating earthquakes and gushing molten rock, giant ash plumes, and sulfur dioxide, the U.S. Geological Survey's Jim Kwahika Aye says this is likely just the beginning.
This is still the early part of the eruption, especially this second phase, which is very fluid stuff. And usually an eruption, the first 2 or 3 days, the eruption rate is quite high, and then it will tail off. So I think this was just a long sort of pre-eruption before we got to the really voluminous stuff.
Earlier this week, lava entered and then stalled on the property of a geothermal plant. Earlier this month, at that plant, 50,000 gallons of stored flammable gas was removed to reduce the chance of explosions. For the AP, I'm Rob LaFrenz with Rivet.